What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this short article focuses on a topic that a lot of men have discussed here in this space. The woman who signed the contract to be the one person that you can go to with any sort of like pain or suffering, and the fact that she will actually use that against you. Yeah. Now, this article was published on the 7th of May. Man accused of offlining his wife told deputies, quote unquote, she didn't take his back pain seriously. Well, it would seem like since she didn't take his pain seriously, I wonder if she took those bullets seriously. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Texas authorities arrested a 43-year-old man accused of shooting and offlining his wife while children were present in the home. Harris County deputies responded to a property on Texarkana Street in the Houston area at about 1 p.m. on the 2nd of May after a man called 911 to say he shot his wife. Put a pin right there. Investigators discovered a 39-year-old woman identified as Yanira Marine de Romero, Romero, in the bathroom with multiple gunshot wounds, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Jose Romero was found at the home and detained without incident. He allegedly told homicide detectives at the scene that he shot and offlined his wife because he was upset that she didn't take his back pain seriously. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said three children were at the home during the time of the shooting, but they managed to get to safety and hide when they heard the gunshots. Jose Romero was booked into the Harris County Jail on a termination charge. Well. So let's go ahead and put a pin, or talk about the pin that I put in, we should say. The fact that he called and said, yep, I did it, that lets you know this was a man at the end of his rope. He had finally crossed that line. Now, it's actually sad that this man had to go to this extreme, because his own wife, who he should have been able to go to and say, yes, I'm having severe back pain, can you help me? More than likely, she was probably like, no. He said she didn't take his pain seriously. Now, unfortunately, gentlemen, a lot of us have said, never confide in your woman. Which, honestly, that is one of the saddest statements that men have to make, especially married men. If you can't go and confide in the one person that you are should be able to confide in, What's the point of the relationship? But as we all know, it's a catch-22. Because if you want to confide in your wife, she's going to look at you as weak. And more than likely, that's probably the attitude that she gave off. Oh, you're coming to me with back pain. You're not a real man. Real men don't come to their women talking about their pains and suffering. Real men just push through it. And that mentality right there has put a lot of men in the grave. Why? Because of stress, because of health problems. But hey, this man decided, you know what? Since you're not going to take my pain seriously, I'm not going to take your demise seriously. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Psychological impact, unfortunately, the kids had to hear what happened, but they were spared. But I'm going to give that a 70. And for the brutality factor, he shot her multiple times. So yeah, he truly was angry at the situation. So I'm going to give that a 25. So Jose, the retaliator, Romero gets a score of 110. Let me reiterate this, gentlemen. It is a sad state of affairs where the woman you married, who is supposed to be your ultimate source of comfort, turns around and becomes the bane of your life with her uncaring attitude. But hey, he's not the first man to more than likely be told how weak he was or indicated how weak he was by coming to his woman. He won't be the last. But hey, there are probably going to be more men who, once their wife puts that attitude out, they're going to walk away. And you should walk away. If the woman who signed the paperwork to say, yes, I'm going to be your ultimate source of comfort, decides to turn that against you, yeah, you should end that relationship. Do not sit around and suffer in silence. Don't do it. Too many men are in the grave because they chose to suffer in silence. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who use a man's pain and suffering as a bludgeon, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally, and I mean crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in a man exposing his weakness to you and you deciding to use it as a hammer to hit him over the head later and say how weak he is, that thought process is going to go out. Feminism and the idea that men will not retaliate nowadays, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, a lot of men, if they do come to their wives and say something's wrong with them and the wife doesn't listen, don't be mad when that man decides to go to another woman who will listen. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.